Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains, and welcome back to On the Edge. Are you a real thriver? Are you an achiever? Are you a believer? Really? Well, we're going to put you to the test. You know, I'm a manifester, and those of you that know me personally know that I can manifest great things. But what you have to understand is that manifestation is more than a vision board. It's more than a dream or an idea. It is a technique. It's a process. It's mindfulness. It's practicing and understanding your true intentions. It's not for naysayers. It's not a nuance. You need to understand your why. You need to be able to tap into visualization and to be able to appreciate the journey, the hills and the valleys, because it is a challenge. You know, it's like people that pray only when they're in need. This is an ongoing task. And so we have two great task masters that are here, Tiffany Kiefer and Jill Stein. They are the host of a wonderful podcast, Tiffany with Coffee. They're going to talk about their upcoming event that they host in the fall, Rise Up and Shine. I'm so excited to have them, and we're going to talk to them about really what is manifestation, how does it work, and how we can incorporate that in our lives to make us bigger, better, and brighter. Now, Tiffany Kiefer has been on a self-healing journey for over 20 years, owning several businesses and in her quest to find happiness, with continuously feeling that everyone else is responsible for that and they're responsible for their own happiness. Finally, she has discovered her true passion. Jill Stein, 30 years as an entrepreneur and in business, owner, very successful, navigating the challenges of solopreneurs to create their own schedule and lifestyle that they desire and make money through the law of attraction and knowing on how the universal law works to create this, a peace, a harmony, a joy. So, Brains, let's welcome our guests, Tiffany and Jill, to the Edge. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so excited to have you. So because we have everybody on the line, we're going to kind of toss it back and forth so that everyone kind of jumps in and doesn't over-talk and overshare, because we want our brains to absorb all of this like the sponges they are. Let's start with Jill. Jill, tell us a little bit about your journey. You know, you have 30 years of experience as an entrepreneur. That is not easy. Tell us where it all began.
It isn't easy. It gets a little bit lonely. I think I had my last job when I was about 26 years old, and ever since then I've been on my own. And I so enjoyed having my own business. I loved working with all the people that I brought into my life, but there was definitely something missing. And I realized that it all had to do with handing over the results to the universe and, and just learning that I have the power to manifest the life I want, that I don't have to work 80 hours a week just to have a wonderful career and a wonderful personal life. And I would say over the last 10 years, I've just been on a journey of developing tools and techniques, personal techniques, just to bring more and more joy into my life every single frickin' day. And
wow.
Now I just have peace. And all I want to do is share that along with Tiffany. I just want to share the journey and help other people get on that same journey so that they can look around too one day and just realize how much joy they have in their life and how powerful they are and how they didn't have to kill themselves to get there.
Well, you speak to the fact of it being lonely. Why is it lonely?
Being an entrepreneur can be very lonely because you're not going to an office. You're not going to a retail store. You're not out in a sales field. And there's so many things to do to keep from getting those doldrums, because a lot of times solopreneurs will spend day after day at their computer without anybody else in the house. And it can get a little lonely, even for introverts. You need that support. And there's
right.
places to find that. There's resources for solopreneurs all over the place to find that support you need so that it isn't lonely.
All right. So now, Tiffany, you said that you embarked on this journey for self-healing. After 20 years of owning several businesses, you got a blinged out T-shirt. Yeah, I want to talk about it. A blinged out T-shirt company, and you do some. You have some other endeavors there. But tell us a little bit about why you embarked on this, and how you started using the law of attraction to create the happiness that you so longed for.
First of all, I want to say thank you so much for having us, and Jill and I are very grateful. Truthfully, that's really, really where it started, was being grateful and learning to truly say thankful and be grateful inside and out. Started my healing journey because I had to be grateful for where I was, and grateful for the opportunities that had been bestowed upon me, and realizing what I had and what I had already manifested in my life. And that's what really started me on the healing journey to create where I'm at. I've been on several highs and several lows, and through that, I have learned so many tools, so many techniques, but more importantly, I've learned how to love myself.
Mm.
And learning to love yourself inside out, what you look like, is huge and can really bring you out of a severe depression. And that's kind of how I came to learn about law of attraction. I followed a few mentors, learned all the tips and tricks and tools. And when I was in the depths of depression and everything, I had a realization and a thought of, this isn't me. I am the creator of my life. I am creating this storm that I'm in, and I can create sunshine, and I can create happiness. And so I began to use the tools that I had learned, and
mm-hmm.
I began to climb out of the depths that I was in, and start to see the sunshine, and be able to function as a human, and start to love myself.
Right.
And so when we were living overseas in the military. And so when we came back to the States, I really was on this mission to inspire others to do great things. And I didn't know how to do that. So I thought I would start with sparkle and glitter and just really making an impact. And that's where my T-shirt business came in. And I started doing inspirational sayings on T-shirts with rhinestones and spangle and different things like that. And that's been a learning curve and a wonderful journey. And I've met some fantastic people, but I wasn't feeling like it was enough of an impact.
Right.
And so
you two are holding hands on the image that we have here on the cover. So that lets me know that you are not alone, that you are walking this walk simultaneously, side by side, and that's what we need. But I want a little mm-hmm. bit more. I want your definition. I gave my definition of manifestation. Mm-hmm. I want you, Jill, to tell me what is this big $25 word, and give me one or two insights that my brains can use in their manifestation process. And then, Tiffany, I'm going to ask you to do the same thing.
Mm.
Okay.
So, brains, I love that. Hello all, to all of the brains. I feel like I'm a part of you now.
Yes.
Manifestation. It's such a huge word. We hear it all over the place right now. And there are so many different modalities for manifesting. And really what it boils down to, for me, the biggest tip I can give when you're manifesting is to know what you want, be specific, ask for it, and don't worry about the how. Because that is where we get tripped up. We have big dreams, but we feel like we have to know the how. And we don't. Because all the workings of the world and the universe are going to align themselves once you put your order out there, and they're going to figure out the how. Mm-hmm. So just know what you want, be specific, know in your heart that it's coming to you, and then let it go. Let it go and be peaceful and just watch the magic happen. And watch for the tips. You're going to get messages on how to take the inspired action that's going to get you to where you want to be. Listen to those messages. Follow
Absolutely.
Your heart. Follow your instinct. And that's going to get you the business, the relationship, the life that you really, really, really want.
Mm. I know when I'm manifesting, girl, it tastes like butterscotch.
I like that.
Oh, my
tongue,
I can taste
it. When I'm manifesting, I love it.
I know. When
awesome.
I can taste that butterscotch, I was like, oh, here it comes. So tell me, Tiffany, what is your recipe for your secret sauce in manifesting?
Wow. Jill and I really play from the same fiddle, and I really have to 100% agree with her about her tips and tricks. But, you know, to add such an incredible definition that she gave, I just really want people to know, and the fabulous brains that you have listening to you, and I just really want to acknowledge them, but I want them to know that they are a universal power source within them. They are a force of nature. And what you think about, you bring about, and you're the creator of your life according to what is on your mind at any given moment. And you can shift that in an instant. Right now, you can shift it by looking at what's in front of you and deciding, is that contrast or is that what I want? And if it's contrast, it's showing you a reflection of what you don't want, so mm-hmm. that you could turn around and say, this is what I do want, and start focusing on that so that you can be the creator of your own reality. You have the power within you to change anything in your life at any given time. And it's your job.
You can, and it's your responsibility. But also, to whom much is given, much is required. And, you know, I talk to my mama all the time. You know, thank God she's still here with me. She's 89 years old, and that's a lot of wisdom. And she says to me, she says, but baby, what if you got everything that you really wanted in life? Wouldn't that be a hot mess? So manifestation is a very powerful tool. I mean, just sometimes you got to turn on the no button. And people need to realize that. They, like I said, this is a journey. This is a process. You know, when I do my vision board, I don't just slap a bunch of pictures and words on a poster board and look at it. Mine is an ongoing roadmap. Sometimes I'll get to a certain point and I'll look and I say, ooh, that's not good. Let me take that down. Let me rework that. Let me revisit this. Maybe I need to go another direction. Maybe I need to take a step back. Maybe I need to go full throttle. That's the same thing I feel in manifestation. It is a work in progress, because everything that we ask for is really not in our alignment. Yes, we have free will. We've got free choice. We've got, you know, the abilities to want these things, but some things are not in our best interest. When you ladies run into a stumbling block, Jill, how do you reset yourself? How do you reset your meter and say, you know what, maybe I need to do something a little bit different, or maybe I need to change the process in my manifestation?
I love the turns. I really, really do, because all, I know that when I get the quick turns in my life, that I'm being guided. Because if
right.
it was all just up to me, I would go on a straight line and I would get to where
right.
I think I need to be. But I love those turns because those are powerful. Those are my guides and my power telling me, nope, we're going to go in this direction, and this is going to get us to where you really need to be. So the flexibility, and I just love that you brought this up, the flexibility and the just being open to how things are going to play out and knowing that it's going to be joyful for you when it comes. It's I think Deepak calls it detachment, and it's just a happy, joyful detachment of what's coming down the road and just enjoying the journey and enjoying letting it play out in front of you like an amazing movie, because the twists and turns are what make it fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And so now, Tiffany, when you are at your zenith point, when you are on that ultimate high and you are flying and you know that you are there and those wings are flapping, girl, how you feeling? Tell me how you feeling when you're at your zenith point.
I am feeling amazing, abundant. My light is radiating through the universe, and I am vibrating at a very, very high level.
Yes.
But at that point, I can manifest anything in my life because I'm completely tuned in, tapped in, turned on.
Right.
As Abraham Hicks says.
So when you are tuned in and turned on and tapped up, you are rising up to shine. Tell us all about your rising up to shine and what you ladies are looking to produce and deliver to your guests that are going to be at your event.
Oh, my gosh. We are so excited about Rise Up and Shine Live coming this fall. It is going to be an amazing journey for anybody that is on the struggle bus, that is ready to clear blocks and old patterns, is ready to really step into their emotional, spiritual life, and ready to raise their vibration and align with energy that they are ready to create the life that they desire, and more importantly, that they deserve. Because, you know, people fail to realize that they deserve everything in the entire world, and they just need to step into that.
Right. They're afraid of abundance. You know, people think small. Oh, my local this or my little that. I don't even like the word little and small. It limits you. Mm-hmm. You know, I think of abundance and full and vibrant and expansion. You know, again, the universe is so big. And when you put those words out there, it's like when you play your sound bowl, it just reverberates. It's like throwing playing skeet ball with rocks on the water. It's a ripple effect. And so that is what I want to receive when I'm manifesting, because I want to be able to pour into other people. Tell us a little bit about some of the exercises and things that are going to go on at this dynamic event.
We have some really exciting things going on. We're going to, our first day, half of the day, we're going to be doing a vision board workshop just to get everybody really thinking about the things that they want. It's not just going to be, like you said, slapping pictures on a board, but we want to really take our people through some exercises to get focused on what they're going to be manifesting during the next 2 days. And we're going to be having some amazing meditations. We have a sound healer coming in. We have a woman coming in that plays the crystal bowls. She's going to be playing during some of our meditations. And we're going to get people so open to receive the creative ideas. The creativity is just going to be buzzing through the room, because people are going to get the ideas that they need to make what they want to have in their lives happen. And then we're going to get down and dirty, and we're just going to get tools. We're going to get things that they're going to start doing in their lives that they never even thought of, to start doing daily and weekly so that they can become master manifestors themselves. And then I just know, and this is Tiffany and I standing on the sidelines, I just know relationships are going to be created and made that are going to last lifetimes between these people.
Yeah. I have to tell you about the Tunnel of Love. I'll turn you on to that before we conclude our call so that you can close with that. Let me tell you, it's mind-blowing. But anyway, I also want to hear about the podcast, okay? I love Sister Podcasters because you're pouring into people. Now, you guys are doing yours 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tell my brains how they can tune in and what they have to look forward to when they tune into Tiffany with Coffee.
So it is called Coffee with Tiffany.
Tiffany with Coffee. I poured it backwards.
That's okay.
What my husband calls it.
He always laughs and says coffee had Tiffany.
Oh, goodness gracious.
We are on Podbean, and our you can find us on Podbean, and our it's Coffee with Tiffany, and I upload those there for them to get inspiration, motivation, and manifestation 3 days a week. And Jill and I are there helping them and giving them tools, tips, tricks to daily. And sometimes we have interaction conversations with folks that are able to see us on Facebook Live because we live stream to Facebook Live. So we do have conversations with some of the ladies and gentlemen that, and brains, hopefully, that tune in to us on Facebook Live.
Well, I tell
people
all the time.
Do you want to add anything to that?
No. Yeah, and I want Jill to definitely chime in, but I want to say one thing. Brains, there is plenty of space in the world for everybody if you just scoot your fat butt over. So all of this not wanting to listen and all of that, yeah, don't even be that way, because that's not how we are. We are about expansion, like I said, here on The Edge. I want you to tap into these ladies. They have powerful resources. They have powerful energy. They have powerful information. Be sure that you check them out, just like you check out The Edge, because your brains, I want you to get all the information. So, Jill, I want you to add to that. Pour something good into me. Tell me about it.
I love Coffee with Tiffany. I drag my butt over to Tiffany's house in the morning at 6:45. Oh, my gosh. And we just, as soon as we sit down together, we just start vibrating and getting such good energy, and we're inspired every morning with what we need to share with everybody. And we also, on Monday evenings, we have a virtual group manifestation, and it is so powerful because we get on a Zoom call and we support each other 100% with what we want to manifest that week. Everybody gets to share. Everybody gets to start manifesting. There's some amazing laser coaching going on there. That's my favorite thing. I just love it.
Well, you know, a lot of people now are working solely with women. I think that that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. There's men out here, too, that need work. Do you ladies have some words of encouragement for men that want to learn to manifest their dreams? They're a little bit more standoffish. You know, they don't think, they don't really tap into their inner being. Do you have any suggestions for them at all, Jill?
You know what? I do. And we have been shown time and again that men can be just as powerful at manifesting as the women. And stepping into a space with a lot of females, it's a brave thing to do, to step forward and say, I'm going to do this, even though a lot of the dudes that I know aren't quite getting it. That's a brave thing. That is the first step. And we're here. Women are powerful, and they can teach you how to do what a lot of them have been doing for years and years and years. And just come in with your open mind, and we embrace that male energy in all of us, and it just adds to the whole package. Absolutely.
It does. Tiffany, can you share with us a little bit about having a side hustle? Now, you know, I tell my brains all the time, you can be entrepreneur or you could be entrepreneur. Okay? You have to be able to generate some revenue, because sometimes the clients aren't going to be there. Sometimes the venues aren't going to be full. Sometimes people aren't going to buy your book. Sometimes people just aren't in the same space or on the same frequency as you are. Tell my brains the importance of being able to have some sort of revenue, some sort of side hustle to have some money in the low times.
Angela, you are singing praises to my heart, because I absolutely 1,000% agree that anybody should always have a side hustle and something that resonates with them, something that they could talk about. You know, when you're out networking and you're doing your J-O-B or you're doing, you know, something that you're building and it's just not gaining the momentum, having a side hustle gives you other doors to open every single time, different avenues, different people that you come inside with. But it also, there are several network marketing companies that allow you to have residual income. There's blogs, there's advertising, there's so many different ways to have side hustle, but you definitely want something that gives you, that kicks you back, that has right. residual income. So you're not constantly working, working, working. You want something that pays you when you're sleeping.
Absolutely. Jill, what's your thoughts on that?
I think that I love working with our people that have a side hustle because it just adds so much more potential into their lives. And it's like Tiffany said, having a backup is such a good idea for when things dip a little bit in the other areas of your life. And one of the reasons I really love working with them is they're getting trained in sales constantly from their groups. Whatever group they're with, they're being taught to sell and they're being taught to get out there and network. And so many of them are struggling because they're just got such a tight grip on the process.
Right.
And I love working with them to loosen up, to manifest that perfect tribe of their own that's going to work with them and draw those people into their lives. Because if you can calm down and just start attracting other people that are going to love selling what you love selling, it can just be a really magical thing, a side hustle.
Yeah, and I mean, there's all types of side hustles. Do you bake? Do you do child care? Do you do a senior care? Do you want to drive people somewhere? Do we do some administrative work for people? Do you want to do someone's hair? There's all types of alternatives to generate a little extra revenue. Never having a little extra gene in your pocket never hurt anybody, so you can buy you a cute blinged out T-shirt. Or you can get some cute shoes or just be able to pay the cable bill. But also know that it is an opportunity for you to meet fresh people. If you're baking, I know like the lady has a side hustle. She bakes and she goes to the hair salons on Saturday. Let me tell you, that woman, I bet you she could make $1,000 just by baking cakes. But she's talking to the people. She's introducing them to new ideas. Then they ask, well, what else do you do? And that just opens up the floodgates to really talk about your passion and the other opportunities that are out there in the world. Well, you ladies have been a wealth of information. And I just really want to send you love and abundant light and shine it and share it in everything that you do. You're amazing and you're magical. A manifestation is not for chumps. It is some serious business. Again, it's not abracadabra, and you don't just pull it out when you want something. This is something to keep the trajectory of your life going in a straight path, and even if you got to deviate left, right, or step back, that's okay too, as long as you're aware of where you are on the journey. So please, Jill, tell us how to get more information about Rise Up and Shine. And then, Tiffany, you're going to give us some more information on how to contact you two long term.
Rise Up and Shine. So the best way to get some more information is to go to our website. It's Rise Up and Shine with an N in the middle. And you can go in there and that'll you can click right on the top to see more about Rise Up and Shine Live coming up in the fall. And you can also look for us on Facebook, Rise Up and Shine Manifesting Law of Attraction. And we've got a beautiful blue and yellow logo. You'll know you're in the right place that way. Also, if you see Tiffany's gorgeous, gorgeous face, you'll know you're in the right place. And, yes, we want to hear from you, and we want to know that you heard us. We want to know that you're a brain. We want to know where you came from for sure. So please say when you reach out to us, either in our comments or when you sign up for the event, I'm a brain.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's important. And I expect for you guys to do that. Go and listen to them. You know, we don't do this for shit and giggles. We do it because this is some serious business, and we care about you, we love you, and we want you to be elevated. So, Tiffany, please tell us how we can get more of you just overall as far as the podcast and also your lives that you do on Facebook.
So we would love all of the brains to tap into our Facebook group. It's called Manifesting with Purpose, where we inspire and motivate you to manifest and give you tips, tricks, and tools every single day. And it's free to join. And there's other master manifestors in there, other coaches, other people that are like-minded just like them that want to manifest the life of their dreams. So please join and tap in. And in there will be the links to our free Manifesting Monday Zoom call that we do on Mondays, every Monday live. So it doesn't matter where they are in the world, they will be able to tap in and we can co-create together.
Wow, that sounds
And I today, I'll today post the Podbean Coffee with Tiffany podcast for them too.
Oh, perfect, and I'm going to share with my brains. Well, you know what? Again, we have to change our vibration because the world is in a weird place, brains. And I'm just so glad that you ladies have dedicated your life and you pouring your energy into this. Tiffany and Jill, thank you so much for being here with me on The Edge. I adore you. I absolutely do.
Thank you. Love so much to you.
All right, brains.
Thank you to all the brains.
We got to get it together. I need, we're building that YouTube channel, okay? We got some great stuff. I want you to go back and listen to other edgy conversations, arts, entertainment, music, love, science, tapping, the whole shebang. We got it right here on The Edge for you. And some great contests coming up, so you can always win some great swag, okay? I love you deeply and completely. Everybody have an exceptional day. I'm counting on you. Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye. Thank you.